Thank you all for attending. This is research that my co-author Scott Richardson and I have just recently started delving into, so I don't have all the answers yet, but this will be a general overview. I also don't have any personal or commercial interests to disclose at this time. The objective is pretty much the title. We're looking at oil and gas extraction industry, specifically the outcomes between Hispanic and non-Hispanic workers from a six-year period of 2003 to 2008. We use the data from the Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, CFOI, which is the program that I work in at BLS. We specifically look at the three-digit NAICS code, that's oil and gas extraction, that whole industry, as well as two more specific six-digit NAICS code industries, which are support activities for oil and gas. When I do fatality rates, our employment numbers that we use are from the current population survey, and they are a little broader. They don't go quite into the detail we need to compare Hispanic and non-Hispanic workers. So we use the three-digit NAICS levels for both, which means that actually the rates that I say will be understated because the employment numbers are bigger than they actually should be. And all the data are revised and final. So just to give you some background information, overall, Hispanics account for 14% of total employment and 15% of total fatalities in 2008. And in the oil and gas extraction industry, there were 648 fatal work injuries for the six-year period. And almost 20% of those were Hispanic or Latino workers. And 19% of oil and gas extraction industry workers are Hispanic. So this kind of tells you that in the oil and gas extraction industries, there are a higher representation of Hispanic workers than in all industries. To give you an idea of the overall trend for this six-year period, I have the fatalities up here, and non-Hispanics are in the red, and Hispanics are in the pinkish color. And you can see that there's generally an upward trend, although it does level off a little bit towards the end. Overall, fatalities have actually been declining, so it's interesting to note that this industry isn't following that same trend. I threw this slide in here just because I know there was a foreign-born presentation, so I thought, in case someone's interested, I have the rate up here for 2007 for all workers is 3.8. Hispanic workers are 4.6, but when you break that down into native-born and foreign-born, you see that the foreign-born workers do have a much higher fatality rate, and this is for all industries. I don't have the fatality rates for oil and gas specifically, but 34% of the Hispanics in oil and gas are foreign-born, and they're mostly from Mexico. To give you a little bit of idea of the demographics I have here, the states, and not surprisingly, oil and gas is concentrated in particular states, so Texas does have the most fatal injuries for this industry, and since we're in Colorado, they are the sixth highest, so that's why, in case anyone wanted to know. For the age groups, I broke it out by Hispanics and non-Hispanics, and the table is, I mean, upon first glance, you can't really see much difference, but if you look at the age for workers 34 years or younger, they account for 52% of the Hispanic workers, but only 43% of the non-Hispanic workers, so younger workers that are Hispanic seem to be more affected by fatal injuries. This next slide, don't let it scare you. I have three slides that look pretty much like this. This is the three-year average. I would put 6 years up, but I don't want to upset you all. So this is basically I've calculated rates for the overall oil and gas extraction industry and then broken it out by Hispanic and non-Hispanic worker fatality rates, and this is per 100,000 workers. So if you look at the three-year change, so in that top table with the fourth line, the percent change, you see that overall and for Hispanics and non-Hispanics, the rate has actually declined, and by a lot. And then if you look at the employment, which is the denominator, then you see that actually employment is growing in all three of these worker groups also. So upon first glance, you say, well, that's great. You know, fatality rates are going down even though more people are employed. And maybe that's true. But the next two slides kind of break it out more and make it a little more interesting and complicated. So if you look at just 2006 to 2007, there's a completely different story that you see. Overall, the fatality rate is declining, and the non-Hispanic rate is declining, but the Hispanic rate has increased by almost 23%. So sometimes the overall number might actually, you know, hide what's going on with Hispanic workers in this industry. And if you look at the employment, overall and non-Hispanic employment is growing, and the Hispanic workers have actually experienced a decline in employment. So, I mean, part of the fatality rate increase could be because there's less workers, but it's not that much less workers that it would cause that large of a rise. And then if you take a look from 2007 to 2008, you see a really pronounced decrease in the Hispanic worker fatality rate and a really pronounced increase in the Hispanic employment rate. It's almost three times the growth rate in the Hispanic workers than the non-Hispanic workers, which is kind of interesting to me. Our data can't actually tell us anything more, but a lot of theories have been kind of developed, and they say that, well, you know, for the Hispanic rates being higher, which they still are in 2007, so it's a 37.6 fatality rate compared to non-Hispanics of 22.5, and then it does switch, but they're still fairly similar in 2008. But generally, aside from 2008, we see that Hispanic workers have a higher fatality rate, and people say that this could be due to lack of training or language barriers. Another thing that could be more pronounced right now is, since the economy is declining, employers are looking for cheap labor. So that's why the employment might be growing so much. But as they're looking for cheap labor, they're not, maybe not taking the time to train them, or they're just, you know, new to the industry, so they don't really know what precautions they should take. So there's really, based on the rates, it's hard to say what to zero in on, other than, you know, the rates are fairly high, so something needs to be done. So what we can do with the CFOI data is look at what events are causing these fatalities. So that's the next slide I have here. This is for Hispanics by event, and you can see that transportation incidents and contact with objects and equipment account for the majority of Hispanic fatalities in the oil and gas extraction industries. The numbers are similar for non-Hispanics, but not exact, and if you're curious, I can let you know those. And this could be a way for anyone developing safety measures to maybe say, well, since struck by falling object is 13%, maybe there needs to be more in place when workers are working at elevation when other workers are below them, or things like that. Another thing we can look at is the source of fatal occupational injury. So I have here broken into Hispanic and non-Hispanic, and it's fairly similar, and not surprisingly, vehicles is number one because transportation events are number one, so that makes sense. The parts and materials are really where it differs, and this could be, you know, struck by something that dislocated from a machine or something. We haven't gone into all the descriptive cross-tabulation of this, but since that's where the disparity is, that's where we're gonna kind of focus. Another interesting thing to look at is the occupational differences between Hispanics and non-Hispanics. So this is kind of a bar chart of what occupations the different workers hold in this industry. So we can see that Hispanics, 70% of their employment are this material moving and extraction occupations. These are thought of usually as, you know, more labor intensive, more dangerous. It's only 55% of the employment for the non-Hispanics. The other place you see the difference is the supervisors. 9% of non-Hispanics are supervisors, whereas only 4% of Hispanics are supervisors. And this, you know, is another thing. Usually supervisors aren't, you know, right in on all the dangerous work. They're maybe in an office or, you know, somewhere away from the danger. So basically, fatality rates for oil and gas extraction industry workers are about seven times higher than the all-industry average. So that in itself is a call to examine this industry. But even more so, the Hispanic workers in the oil and gas industry have an even higher rate. And understanding the nature of these events that lead to the fatal injuries is key to better protect the safety and health needs of these workers. So I think I went through pretty fast, but yeah, more question time. Yes.
Let's go back to the slide that you had with the occupations. Yeah.
Yes.
So the instruction, I mean, people who think of instruction is that you have a higher rate of fatalities in Latinos because they are in the more dangerous jobs. As
yes.
opposed to probably any other thing. So would you say extraction workers, that is a more dangerous job than the other material movement?
I would have to look at, I mean, we don't know for sure because we don't have fatality rates that detailed, but that would be where you'd look to see if it's more dangerous. But I would say a lot of research has suggested that Hispanic workers are disproportionately represented in higher risk jobs, so.
And also, do you have numbers on the size of employers that the fatalities occurred in, or the difference between Hispanics and non-Hispanics?
The size? Oh, the size of establishment. We don't publish that data, so no, I suppose. I mean, we have the data, but it's not something we generally check, so we don't publish it.
Yeah, thanks for the presentation. So actually, I have two questions or comments. One of them very much follows up on comment just made. I think it would be very interesting to look at, though the numbers become smaller, what your mortality rates are in non-Hispanics versus Hispanics within different occupations, rather than saying, well, this is what the literature says, see what your data actually shows you, because it might be very instructive. And my other question is, so you showed the 2006, 2007, 2008 data, and when you looked at the rates for Hispanics, there was a lot of variability, it sort of went up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I see something like that, I say, well, what other data do you have? Do you have comparable data, say, for the 5 or 6 years before that, 2000 to 2005, because you need more years to
right.
really a trend.
Yeah.
So I would sort of advise taking a look at
it. Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of that, we did have just 2007 and 2008. We're like, well, we need a longer trend, first of all. So we went with 2006, and time permitting, we are going to go back and do an even longer trend. And with the specific occupations that you mentioned, a lot of times we're limited by what the current population survey has in terms of employment data to calculate this fatality rate. So we will certainly drill down as much as possible, but it's not always available for us.
And are there any differences in reporting or how you handle data routinely within DLS that could explain why there might be a big change from 1 year to the next?
No, we keep it really standard, so.
It's very standard,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wyoming, which is one of the states that I believe had a spike. Am I right that they were one of your states?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
They had 47 fatalities over a 6 year period.
They had the spike in 2007 or so, and there's a story that Wyoming, so we heard at our Western States EPI meeting in September here, that actually Wyoming, when they had that spike, it caught the attention of the governor, who hired a special judge, actually, who pulled together the industry, who basically said we needed an occupational health program in Wyoming. And as a consequence, they hired the first occupational epidemiologist in Wyoming ever because of that spike in oil and gas. So it's actually, just talking about, it's interesting to see your data because it actually had a great impact actually when they realized it there.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with the NIOSH regional office, there was some Alaska people down, and they did something.
It's good to hear.